2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Welcome back to A Woman's View here on KSL News Radio. Laurel Christensen Day is my guest, Vice President of Product and Consumer Experience with Deseret Book. And Dr. Susan Madsen joins me, the Karen Huntsman Professor of Leadership in the John M. Huntsman School of Business at Utah State University and the founding director of the Utah Women and Leadership Project. Let me ask you, Susan, a little bit about the research that you're in the middle of on the impact of COVID-19 on Utah women and work. Talk to us about that.
Well, we do. We have collected data. First of all, I wanted to mention two pieces of research. One, just Laurel was just mentioning flexibility and some different things. And a couple months ago, we released a brief specifically on what the top 100 best places, you know, companies to work for in Utah were doing in terms of family-friendly and flexibility practices, specifically in COVID-19. So we have some great data there, and they were already talking about the many benefits in terms of productivity and other kinds of things that their employees were reporting because of those changes. So that's one. Secondly, in January, the full month of January, we collected data from women across the state who were 20 years old and older. That's what we did. And we have people from all income levels, different sectors, different races, you know, all these differences. I have to say that we have over 3,600 usable surveys that we collected, and over 2,700 gave us detailed qualitative data. So I actually have three research teams right now working, one running stats, another one qualitative data, working on uncovering all kinds of things specifically for Utah. And Amanda, I want to say that I think this is going to be one of the largest studies of its kind in the United States with such rich data. So we picked up so many things from mental health, from anxiety and worry, with aspirations to maybe even change their education, and their careers, to the benefits of their career, to childcare challenges and homeschooling, domestic violence, their choices in many different things, their companies, what their companies were doing in terms of family friendly, even things like their worry about food for their family and their income and their perceptions of productivity and teleworking. Anyway, I'm giving you a whole list. We really collected lots of good data, and we are absolutely, I don't have the results right now, but we'll have our first one where in the next week we'll be working on the finalizing that so that we can release that in early April. And what I know is a lot of women had a lot of things to say and wanted to, which is great, because what we know is that the experience of COVID, there's some similarities between men and women, but we know from the national research that's come out and from anecdotal, right, that there's a lot of differences between how women, especially mothers, but women in general, have experienced and do experience COVID-19 and the impacts on them, particularly in the workplace. So that's what the focus of this study was. And so it'll be fascinating. I don't have a lot of results to share,
okay.
But we'll have about six months. Yeah, we'll have about probably 4 to 6 months of a research report coming out to help us really get in deeper with that. But I think it'll be fascinating.
Can you share, Laurel, as a woman in the workforce, what your experience of working during this COVID time has been? Would you mind sharing that?
Yeah, and I'll maybe I'll share this perspective. You know, I'm a female leader in my organization, and I have never been a working mom. I got married for the first time at the age of 41, and I was a stepmom of older boys that didn't live with us. One had 2 years left of high school, so I've never had the experience of being a quote working outside the home to get a paycheck mother. I realize all mothers work. And I will just say this, I think that I was pretty blind and naive to the challenges of working outside of the home women who are mothers. And so for me, I have to say I've gained a whole new level of awareness and appreciation for the challenges of the women on our team who are mothers, who are full-time employed outside of the home, and the unique, opportunities I think that we have, particularly me as a woman, to help make this more doable for them. I think that's a great gift of 2020, is that we really did see, I saw that the teams at Deseret Book were, we struggled. Oh my goodness. Talk about a year that devastates a retail industry. Yeah. And we struggled, and we also pivoted. We learned to pivot quickly and respond to the needs of our customers in really unique ways with curbside pickup and just a lot of different things. But I think one of the most beautiful things that came out of it is that we will work differently forever going forward. And I hope it makes corporate culture more friendly to moms. That's what I hope.
Can I just share my small, change that I experienced as a mother who never stopped working other than for the few weeks right after the boys were born? I never stopped working. I've always gone to the office. And for the first time in my life and in my life as a mother, I got to have kisses goodbye in the morning. And small things like this, which were not small for me, to have them come. And while I'm on the air in the morning, they'd come, and hopefully not while I was reading a news story, but sometimes the timing wasn't so great. They would come in and kiss me goodbye. And it's had such a profound effect on me to be able to, if they got sick during the day or they needed something, that I could stop what I was doing in almost every instance and take it to them, that it has created a huge longing to be at home.
That is so awesome.
Yeah. So I'll stop talking because I always went to the office, and I always thought this is the way I am going to be a mother, because this is the only way I ever had been a mother or imagined being a mother. But now that I have this little taste of the other side, oh, wow. Is it going to be hard?
And I think what COVID did, at least for so many of the people I know, is it reprioritized our lives. And particularly here in the state of Utah, you know, when we had the earthquake right after it all started, and you thought, is the world ending? And then in September, we had that windstorm, and so many of us were without power. I think one of the things we've learned is our work, our careers are not the end all be all,
but right.
We have acted like they were. And so what's really important, I think, is companies allowing for people to have lives and making sure that we are accommodating that. And yeah. I really do. I see that as one of the grand blessings of 2020. If we will embrace it and not let things go back to normal, because maybe normal wasn't actually healthy.
Susan.
Yeah, in terms of the state of Utah, what's interesting is about 20 years ago, before I moved to Utah, I finished a dissertation, and get this, it was on teleworking or telecommuting and work and family conflict and integration. So I did studies all over Minnesota and did this. Then I moved to Utah and really found that we were a good 10 to 15 years behind many other states, most other states, in terms of flexibility practices, in terms of teleworking, in terms of job, formal job sharing, which looks different than a lot of people think. And what happened was that with this change, I mean, people for years have been pushing back on flexibility. We need people to work in the office. And we really see that, like I said, in Utah. But all of a sudden, we've been pushed into a new, a different age. Everybody that could telecommute in any way has had to be allowed to do so. So what's happened actually is Utah, by force, has had to shift and pick up and catch up with many, many states around the nation where they even were. I think everybody's shifted forward, but Utah's shifted, I think, a good 10 to 15 years forward.
Mm. I want to take another break and be back with these tremendous women. I'm so grateful to Dr. Susan Madsen and Laurel Christensen-Day for joining me this Sunday on A Woman's View. Don't go away. Back in just a moment.